Before we look together at the Word of God, I want to make a couple of introductory comments. First of all, the last time I spoke here, Elder Lee kindly requested that you not bother me because I was new in town and still settling in.
上一次我在这边讲到的时候，我记得李长老曾经提醒你们不要太打搅我们，因为我们刚刚才搬到这里。
Well, we have mostly settled in.
现在我们已经搬定了。So
I invite you to bother me all that you care to.
所以你们都欢迎能够来打扰我们。But
only about matters pertaining to the English congregation.
但是你也许只能问我关于英文部的事。The
second matter is I have a favor to ask.
第二点，我要请你们帮我一个忙。My
officially my first Sunday, and I'm already asking favors from you.
虽然是我今天第一次正式的在这个教会做牧师而来讲道，我已经开始要求你们来帮助我。This
is a favor you can help me with, and the English congregation cannot.
这是一个你们在中文部能够帮的，而英文部不能帮的。Or
most of the English congregation cannot.
至少大部分的英文部的弟兄姐妹不能帮我的。I
have two sons.
我有两个儿子。
14 and 16.
14岁跟16岁。
Now I'm not looking for marriage proposals.
我并不是要你们替他们介绍女朋友。My
sons are easily recognized.
我的儿子们，你很容易认出他们来。They
look mostly like me.
因为比较看起来像他。
They do not have much of their mother's good looks.
虽然妈妈长得比较更好看。
They do, however, have more hair here and less hair here.
但是他们倒是头上的这个头发比胡子多。
My sons have studied Mandarin for 8 years and 10 years, respectively.
我两个儿子学这个国语已经学了八年到十年了。They
have suffered long and hard.
在这个过程当中，他们实在是受了许多的磨练。I
do not want them to forget this Mandarin.
但是我实在不愿意让他们忘记了他们会说的国语。So
please, you see them, you speak.
所以请你们当你见到他们的时候，你们用国语跟他说话。And
not weather.
并不是只是问问今天天气好不好而已。Not
food.
并不是说你今天晚上吃了什么而已。Discuss
science, philosophy, theology.
也许跟他们讲讲科学，讲讲宗教，讲讲哲学。They
should not lose what they have so difficultly acquired.
我实在是希望他们能够保守他们已经学到的。And
now we turn to the Word of God.
那么现在我们一起来看神的话。To
understand what is happening in Genesis 6, we must remember Genesis 1 to 5.
假如要我们能够明白神在创世纪第六章所要教我们的，我们就必须要记得他在前面五章所教的功课。This
is not a single story about the flood.
这并不是只是一个单独的、独立的一个洪水的故事而已。This
is another step in the narrative that began in Genesis 1.
这只是这个整个的过程，从第一章开始的这个故事当中的一段。From
Genesis 1 through 5, we've seen a downward spiral.
从第一章到第五章，我们看见这个急速旋转下坠的这样一个故事。Genesis
1, God creates the world, and 6 times he looks at what he created, and he declares, it is good.
在第一章里面，神他创造这个宇宙，他在六次当中，他都说看他所创造的是好的。It
is good, it is good, and at the end he says it is very good.
他说这是好的，好的，到最后他说这是很好的。But
then in Genesis 3, we have the first sin.
但是到了第三章，我们就看见人起初的犯罪。
They ate of the one tree they were forbidden.
他们从那个不该吃的那个果子上拿了那个树上拿的那个果子来吃。
And they were punished.
那么他们就受到惩罚。They
were exiled from Eden.
他们就从伊甸园里面被赶了出去。And
then in Genesis 4, the situation goes from bad to worse.
那么到了第四章，从坏就变成了更坏。
Adam and Eve merely ate from a forbidden tree.
那么亚当跟夏娃也不过只是从那个不能吃的那果子的树上吃了那果子。
Their two children, one kills the other.
而他的两个孩子，一个杀掉了另外一个。
The sin gets worse, so the punishment grows worse.
那么这一个罪变得更坏，那么这一个惩罚也就变得更严厉。
Adam and Eve were excluded from Eden.
亚当夏娃是被从伊甸园里面赶出来。
And now Cain is exiled from the land and becomes a nomad.
那么该隐却被从地上赶走，就变成了一个流浪汉。
The sin grows worse, the punishment grows worse.
当你的罪加重的时候，你的惩罚也就变得更重。
And then in the beginning of chapter 6, we go from worse to worst.
那么在第六章的时候，我们看见罪从坏变到最坏。
You remember the end of last week's passage.
你记得上个礼拜我们讲台上面讲完的地方。
In chapter 6, 1 to 4, the sons of God intermarry with the daughters of men.
那么在第六章里面第一节到第四节讲到神的儿子与地上的女子为妻。
And in verse 3, God declares, My spirit will not contend with men forever. He is mortal. His days will be 120 years.
那么到第三节的时候特别说，我的灵就不永远住在里面，他的日子只能有120年。
First, they were excluded from Eden.
开始的时候他们被从伊甸园里面赶出来。
Then Cain and his descendants were exiled from the land and became nomads.
那么再加上这个该隐就被从神的面前的地赶出去。
And now their years are shortened from 800 to 900 down to 100.
那么到这个地方的时候，人的年岁从差不多900年的日子短到只有120年。
And the situation worsens in the next paragraph.
那么接下来的那一段把这个人的状况变得更糟。
The Lord saw how great man's wickedness had become.
那么说到人，耶和华人看着地上的罪恶很大。
The Lord was grieved that he made man on the earth.
那么耶和华就后悔，心中就忧伤，他创造了人类。
So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind whom I've created from the face of the earth.
所以耶和华说，我将要我所造的人以及其他的走一切其他的活物都从地上除灭。
And all of this goes back to Genesis 1.
所有的这些都从这个创世纪的第一章来的。
I will wipe mankind whom I've created in Genesis 1.
我要把所造的人从创世纪第一章就开始造的通通灭除。
Men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air.
不只是人并且走兽昆虫及空中的飞鸟。
All of this terminology comes from Genesis 1.
所有的这些字都是来自于创世纪的第一章。
In Genesis 1 we have the beginning.
那么在创世纪第一章里面曾经讲到说在起初的时候。
And now in Genesis 6 we have the end.
所以在这一地方我们看见了这个结局。
Their sin grew worse and worse.
当他们的罪变得越来越坏的时候。
So their judgment grew worse and worse.
那他们的被审判的，那么所受的惩罚也越来越严厉。
At first, they were excluded from Eden.
开始的时候，他们是被从伊甸园里面赶出来。
Then they became nomads.
那么他们就变成了，在接下来变成了流浪汉。
At first, they faced the sentence of death.
那么他们开始的时候是面对死亡。
And then their lives were shortened to 120 years.
那么接下来的时候，他们的在世上的日子变成很短。
And now, having been kicked out of Eden, kicked off the land, now they will be drowned from the land.
从伊甸园赶出来，从地上赶出去，现在要全部被湮灭。
Genesis 6 verse 6 draws the connection together.
那么在第六章的第六节，把这个前后连接起来。
The Lord says, "I will wipe mankind from the face of the earth."
那么这边说，我要把所造的人都在地上除灭。
The Lord was grieved that He had made mankind on earth, and now He wipes them off.
因为神他后悔了，或者是他心里非常的伤痛，他创造了人。
Now, when we talk about the judgment of God, we can make two mistakes.
当我们看见神的公义的这一面的时候，我们可能会有两个误解。
There's a danger that we'll see God as vindictive.
你很容易把神看成一个神，好像是一个复仇的神。
As if God is like an example of road rage.
就好像是一个在路上碰到一个很疯狂的、很凶的一个人一样。
You know how it works on the highway.
你记得在公路上你碰见了这样的人。
You accidentally cut somebody off.
你好像你是不小心的，你开车开到他的前面。
Because, I mean, you're Christians, you won't intentionally cut somebody off.
你是个好基督徒，你绝对不会故意的插到他前面去。
So you accidentally cut somebody off, and then they cut you off in return.
当你这个不经意的时候插到他前面去，那他马上就回报。
And the danger is that we'll see God as vindictive.
那么这个危险就是说，我们往往把神看成在路上的那个疯人一样。
As if we do something he doesn't like, so now he does something we don't like.
好像我们做了他不要我们做的事，不喜欢的事，他就要来惩罚我们。
There's a second mistake we can make.
那么第二个误解是这样子的。
As if to suppose that God is being disproportional.
好像神是不成比例的一个神。
Think in terms again of road rage.
就好像刚才我说这个路上的这个疯人一样。
We've read of the stories.
我们读过这样的故事。
Somebody gets cut off.
那么有人在插了他的那个车道。
So they take out a gun and shoot the other driver.
那个人就气起来，就拿枪把别人打死。
And the danger is that we'll view God either as vindictive or as disproportional.
所以我们往往把神看成好像是一个喜欢复仇的人，或者是把一个事情就是好像变成disproportional.
As if God just acts out of all reason, out of all boundaries of reason.
好像神把不管什么样的理由拿来的话。
To us, our sin is a little thing, and when God condemns us, then that seems like a big thing. We do something little wrong, he does something big to punish.
就好像我们好像只做了一点点的错事，但是神却把这个事情看得那么重。
Even when we know God, we can get some of this a little bit wrong.
那么甚至于我们也许我们实在是比较明白神的时候，我们也可能把这个观念弄错了。
We view God as transcendent, as far above our world.
我们也许会往往觉得神是一个很高高在上的，是离我们很远的一个神。
We can view him as distant and detached.
好像跟我们不相关的，跟我们保持距离的一个神。
As if he's some emperor in days of old who knows nothing about the lives of his peasants.
就好像在古时候的这个皇帝一样，他一点都不明白一般民众的清苦。
As if God is like the queen in Alice of Wonderland.
就好像神或许就像是在这个爱丽丝梦游仙境里面的那个皇后一样。
Anytime something happened that the queen didn't like, she yelled out, "Off with their heads!"
当人做了皇后不喜欢的事情的时候，皇后就把他的头砍掉。
And sometimes we can so emphasize the sovereignty of God.
那么我们有时候也许会过分的强调神的主权。
That we forget, that we lose touch of his deep involvement in our lives.
那么往往忘记了或忽略了他在我们生命上的密切的关系。
Now the story of the flood in Genesis corrects these misconceptions.
那么这一个洪水的故事能够纠正我们刚才所讲我们对神的错误的看法。
First, we'll survey the story, and then I want to show you how the author intends to correct these misconceptions about God.
那么我们先来看一下这个故事，然后从这故事当中，我们再来看看神到底他真正的心意是怎么样的。
So briefly, we'll go through the story first, and then we'll look at the point. What's the point of this story?
所以先我们来看这个故事，然后我们再看故事里面所要讲的这个功课。
The point of the story is not simply that the flood happened.
这个故事的重点并不表示就是并不只是这个洪水发生了。
Yes, the flood happened.
的确，洪水是发生过。
But Genesis 6-8 is telling us something more important than that.
但是在这个启示录的第六章到第八章里面有给我们一个更重要的功课。
And the point of the story is not simply that God judged the world.
那么这个点并不是说神只是要来审判这个世界。
Genesis 6 to 8 tells us that, but it tells us something more than that.
那这段圣经里面告诉我们，神的确要审判这个世界，但是神在审判之后还有更高的意义。
So first we look at the summary of the account.
所以我们先来看那么这个故事的分段。
Notice in chapter 6 verses 9 through 12.
那么你们注意在这个第六章的九到十二节。
Here we have the selection of Noah and why Noah was selected.
那么这边特别讲到神为什么选择挪亚。
The earth was corrupt, but Noah was righteous and blameless among the people of his time.
这个世界上是一个有罪的地方，是败坏的，但是神却是个义人，挪亚却是个义人。
Like Enoch, Noah walked with God.
就像以诺一样，那么与挪亚与神同行。
And then in verses 13 to 22, we have the preparation for the flood.
那么第十三节到这二十二节特别讲到，那么挪亚怎么样预备这个方舟。
God comes to Noah and tells him to prepare an ark so they would be ready for the flood.
所以神叫挪亚来造一个方舟，那么神挪亚就照他的话去做。
And the story goes step by step through the whole process.
那么一步一步的这个故事这样的演变。
In chapter 7 verses 1 to 5, we have the collection of all the animals for the ark.
在第七章的一到五节里面特别讲到，那么他怎么样把各种不同的动物、走兽、飞鸟一样样的这样聚集起来。
In chapter 7 verses 6 to 10, they go on board the ark.
那么第六节到第十节呢，告诉他们怎么样进入方舟。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
But it's told in the form of a story.
神的话是用一个故事的方式所讲出来的。
Step by step,
一步一步。
The author takes us through the process of the flood.
那么这个作者把我们一步一步带出这个洪水的这个故事。
Chapter 7, verses 11 to 16, we have the rain coming down.
那么第七章的十一到十六节就讲到这个大雨。
Chapter 7, verses 17 to 24, as the rain comes down, the floods go up.
那么到第十七节到二十四节就讲到，当雨下下来的时候，水涨起来。
Then in chapter 8, 1 to 17, we have the disembarkation.
那么第八章的一到十七节讲到这个挪亚的一家人怎么样下了这个方舟。
First, the ark lands.
那开始的时候是这个方舟着陆了。
Then the dove lands.
那么这个鸽子出去看到了东西，没有再回来。
And then all the animals and people lands.
那么在接下来就是挪亚的全家和所有的走兽，通通都上了陆地。
And finally, the story wraps up in chapter 8, verses 18 to 22.
那么最后在第八章的十八节到二十二节，那么变成这个故事的结局。
In verse 20, Noah worships God.
那么在第十二十节特别讲到，耶和华筑了一个坛来敬拜，挪亚筑了一个坛来敬拜耶和华。
And then in 8:21 to 22, God promises never again to destroy the world by a flood.
那么二十一到二十二节，神他应许再也不用洪水来毁灭世界。
Now I rush you through an outline of the story because the text is so long.
我很快的让你们这样很快的经过这个故事，因为这故事的确。它的文字是很多很长。
And because the story is familiar.
再加上这个故事对你们来说可以说是非常的熟悉。
And because I'm confident that you'll go home today and read it yourself.
我相信你们回去之后今天晚上会再读一遍。
But what is the point of the story?
那么这个故事的目的到底在哪里？
Here we must focus on the beginning and on the end.
这个地方我们必须要强调它怎么样的开始，怎么样的结束。
This is a common narrative or story technique in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
那不管是新约跟旧约，这都是用一个很典型式的一种讲故事的方式。
It's called framing, like the frame around a picture.
这好像是先把一个图片先做了一个架子。
The narrative has a frame around it, the beginning and the end form a frame.
所以它有一个构架，是有开始，有结束。
We look at the frame and it anticipates what the story will be about, and the end frame tells, gives us the conclusion to the story.
所以在这一个构架构里面，我们能够知道它故事是怎么样的进展，然后最后的时候知道故事是怎么样的结束。
In this passage, the key to understanding the point of the flood is to read the beginning and the end.
那么在这一段里面，你要真正明白的话，你必须要从头读到尾。
So we read again, chapter 6, verses 5 to 7.
所以我们再回到第六章的5到7节。 5到7节， 耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。 耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说：“我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。”Notice
verse 5. Every inclination of the thoughts of man's heart is evil all the time.
那么这个地方在第五节特别讲到说，人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Therefore, the Lord says in verse 7, I will destroy mankind.
那么接下来在第七节就说，所以我要将所造的人都要除灭。
And then turn to the end of the story, chapter 8, verse 21.
然后你再看到第八章的尾，就是这个故事的结束的地方。
These same two ideas repeat.
那么同样的这两个点，那么在这边被重复。
Every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood.
那么这边神又特别讲到，人从小时心就怀着恶念。
Nevertheless,
虽然如此，
never again will I curse the ground because of man.
我也再不按着我的这个诅咒各地灭各样的活物了。
Never again will I destroy all living creatures.
我再也不按照我才做的灭各样的活物了。
At the beginning of the story, God sees man's evil and determines to destroy.
在这个故事的开始，看见神看见人的恶，神看见人的恶，于是他要把他们除灭。
And the end of the story takes us back to that idea, but this time says, though man is still evil, I will never again destroy.
但是最后结束的时候，那个神说，神仍然是有恶念，但是我再也不会。
Not until the end of time.
一直到这世界的末了。
What's happened?
那么这个当中到底发生了什么样的事情？
God has changed his approach to mankind.
好像神是不是改变了他对人的这个心意？
Why?
为什么呢？
Turn back again to the beginning in chapter 6, verses 5 to 8.
假如你再翻到第六章的前面5到
We see here a God in grief.
In
verse 6, the Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth. His heart was filled with pain.
那么这边说耶和华后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。那么英文这个后悔是他心中有难过、有难受、忧伤的意思。
We see God's heart filled with pain over what his children have done.
那么神因着他的子女所做的恶事，心中忧伤。
We see God's heart filled with pain over what the world has become.
因着这个世界上所做的这个恶事，神的心中满了忧伤。
We see God's heart filled with pain over what man is doing to man.
神因着人跟人之间，人对人的不好处，心里有忧伤。
This week in one of the English congregation Bible studies, the presenter discussed or made reference to the pain of God.
那么这个礼拜在英文部的这个读经的里面，那么这一个讲员他告诉大家是讲到神里面心里面的难过。
She proposed the idea that actually we can hurt God.
他告诉我们说，我们因为我们的作为，我们会让神觉得心里难过的。
That what we do hurts God.
我们做了什么会让神能够受到伤痛呢?
That our sin hurts God.
是我们的罪。
Now this is not an idea we're often comfortable with.
或许你听到这个，你觉得心里 很不舒服。
This is not something we think about very often.
也许这是我们平常不愿意去想的事情。
And when she said that we can hurt God, other people in the Bible study said, "Give me a Bible verse."
当这位带领这个查经的这位说，他说我们会让神觉得受伤的时候，那么那个别人就问他说，你告诉我在圣经的什么地方？
How can we hurt the Almighty God?
我们怎么能够让神觉得受伤呢？
God is holy. God is transcendent.
神是这样的圣洁，神是这样的高超。
And someone in the Bible study, to make sure he'd understood, said, "Do you mean to say that God is vulnerable?"
那么有人就说，你是不是说神是软弱的，他是有瑕可及的？
And the Bible study leader was a little bit nervous about affirming that.
所以带领查经的这位就有一点紧张起来。
Is God emotionally involved with our lives?
是不是神他是在很冲动的与我们的每一天的日子在结合在一起？
Does our sin hurt God?
我们的罪是不是让神觉得受伤？
Verse 6, the Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth.
那么这第六节特别讲到神就后悔造人在地上，后悔是神觉得伤痛。
His heart was filled with pain.
他心里面充满了痛的感觉。
Well, maybe about 6 months ago, I was watching a TV show, one of these real-life police shows.
差不多六个月以前呢，我在看一个关于警察的这样一个电视的故事。
The story featured a woman who was a police officer.
那么这里面是讲到一个女的，她是一个女警察。
A mother who was a police officer.
她不只是一个女警察，她也是一个母亲。
Her son had a bit of a police record, had been in jail for short periods of time for things like theft.
那么他的这个儿子不是很听话，不是很好，那么犯过一些罪，那么想偷窃这样的事情。
Then there was a murder in the town.
那么这个时候呢，下一步就更糟，那么他这个城里面有人被谋杀了。
And it never crossed the mother's mind that it might be her son.
这个妈妈就从来没有想到说这个可能是她儿子做的事。
But as her colleagues investigated, more and more signs pointed, more and more evidence pointed to her son.
当这个警探们不断地再去追查，那么渐渐地就把箭头都指向他的儿子的时候。
So they brought him in for questioning.
那么他们就把他的儿子带进来，来征讯。
The mother did not want him interrogated aggressively.
这个妈妈是不希望大家审讯他的时候用得太严重。
But she knew he had to confess.
但是这个母亲也心里晓得这个儿子必须要说实话。
She knew he was guilty.
因为她知道她儿子，她感到她的儿子的确做了这个错事。
So instead of hiring an expensive lawyer to try and get him off on some excuse,
那么与其去找了一个很贵的这个律师来想办法来 defend 他。
And I don't mean to suggest if you're a lawyer that lawyers always do that.
我并不表示说你们这个做律师的都做这样的事儿。
Instead, she went into the interrogation room.
那反过来呢，这母亲她自己进到了这个侦讯室。
And she urged him.
她对她的儿子这样说。
If you've done this, confess.
假如你真的这样做了，你应该认罪。
And he confessed.
那么他就认罪了。
And he was sentenced.
所以他就被判刑了。
To more than 20 years in prison.
好像超过20年的这样一个判刑。
But as the woman was being interviewed on TV, explaining why she did what she did.
当这个妈妈被电视访问，问她为什么要这样做的时候。
She did not urge her son to confess as a police officer.
当他要他的儿子 认罪的时候，她并不是用一个警察的身份。
She made it clear that she urged her son to confess as a mother.
她告诉他们说，我当要我要这个年轻人去认罪的时候，我是用我是他母亲的身份。
And so she carried this pain.
所以她心中伤痛。
Pain over what her son had done.
因着她儿子所犯的罪，她心中伤痛。
Pain over what she had to do.
因着她必须要经过的这个过程，让她的儿子去受这个判刑而觉得伤痛。
Yet she did it because it was right.
但是她这样做了，因为那是对的事。
She did not see herself as a mother and as a policewoman, and as if those two roles were in conflict.
她并不觉得她做一个女警察跟做一个母亲这两个不同的身份是冲突的。
As a mother, she saw what was right.
做一个母亲，她知道什么是对的事情。
For the sake of her son, she insisted he be punished.
为着她儿子的缘故，她坚持她的儿子必须要受到这样的惩罚。
Now God is in a similar position in many respects.
你看出来吗？神在这个上面是在同样一种角色。
He loves us deeply.
他深深地爱着我们。
We see the depth of the conflict within God Himself as we turn to chapter 8, verse 21.
所以我们可以清楚地看见，在神的心中所起的这样复杂的感觉。当我们看第八章第二十一节的时候
，Man is a sinner and sin must be punished.
人是有罪的，那么罪必须要受到惩罚。
And yet, after the flood, God says.I won't do it again.
然而经过了这个洪水之后，神就说，我再也不这样罚他们了。
The sin pains him.
那么我们的罪让他心里觉得难过。
It demands judgment.
那么这样子的罪是必须要有审判。
But it's as though God is saying, I can't do this again.
但是神又说，我不再这样做。
I won't do this again.
我不再这样做。
Chapter 33, verse 11 tells us this.
那么在以西结书三十三章十一节里面特别这样说道。
As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord.
我指着我的永生起誓。
I take no pleasure in the death.Of the wicked.
我断不喜悦恶人的死亡。
Rather, I take pleasure when they turn from their ways and live.
唯喜悦恶人离开所行恶的道而活。
Turn from your evil ways.
你转回吧，你转回吧，离开恶道。
Why will you die?
你何必死亡呢？
God tells us in chapter 8, verse 22, that He will one day again judge the world.
那么在第八章二十一节特别说到，神将来有一天要再度的审判这个世界。
But in Genesis chapter 8, 21, He tells us He will not keep doing this time and time and time again.
但是他不会再一段不断重复的这样做。
The pain for God is great.
神的心里的忧伤是极度的。
The pain of our sin.
因着我们的罪而得的忧伤。
But also the pain he experiences when he judges man for sin.
同样的，当他审判我们的时候，当他惩罚我们的时候，他心里也觉得非常的难过。
In God we see an absolute holiness that will not tolerate sin.
在神的面前，我们看见他绝绝对对的圣洁，他绝对不能够容忍任何的罪。
In God, we see an absolute love that cannot bear to judge sinners.
那么神的另外一面就是他无比的爱，当他看见他惩罚的时候，他心里也觉得伤痛。
God will judge sinners.
神会审判罪人。
But he does it with deep anguish.
但是当他这样做的时候，他心里是非常的难受。
We come today to celebrate communion together.
我们今天一起来领受主的这个杯跟饼。
And Noah tells us about Jesus.
那么在挪亚也告诉我们
Noah tells us about Jesus.
没有人告诉我们耶稣。
Yeah, the Noah story teaches us about Jesus.
挪亚的故事教了我们耶稣的这样的故事。
And Jesus teaches us about the Noah story.
那耶稣的故事也教导了我们挪亚的故事。
Where do we see most clearly God's deep passion for holiness?
我们在什么地方看见神对这个绝对的圣洁的这样一个感觉？
Where do we see most clearly God's deep anguish over sin?
那我们在什么地方看见神对犯罪所有的极度的伤痛？
Where do we see most clearly God's unquenchable love for sinners?
我们在什么地方看见神不止的不能停止的对罪人的爱？
It's in Jesus at communion.
都是在与我们耶稣到他桌前来的时候。
Romans chapter 3 verses 25 and 26 bring this out.
罗马书第三章第二十五节二十六节特别把这一段讲得明白。
Paul explains why Christ died.
这个地方保罗特别解释耶稣为什么受死。
Why did God give his son over to death?
为什么神会把他的儿子送去死亡？
Verse 25.
第二十五节特别说到。
God did this to demonstrate his justice.
那么神这样做是为了显明他的义。
God has to show that he is actually holy.
神必须要能够让你们让众人明白他是一个圣洁的神。
Because it looks as though God is not holy.
好像你一个误解，认为神也许不够圣洁。
You see, verse 25 continues, in God's forbearance, in His patience, He left sins unpunished.
因为下一句他特别说，用他忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
If a judge leaves sins unpunished, we say he's not. If a judge leaves crimes unpunished, we say he's not just.
假如一个法官他让一个人犯的罪没有受到这个惩罚的话，我们说这个法官是不公平的，不公正的。
If God leaves sin unpunished,
那么假如神让一个罪人没有受到惩罚的话，
He will seem to be unjust.
那么他看起来好像是一个不够公正的神。
So God crucified Christ, allowed Christ to be crucified, verse 26, in order to demonstrate his justice.
所以耶稣他把这个所有的惩罚加在耶稣的身上，使人知道他自己为义。
But Paul says it more strongly than that.
那么耶稣保罗讲的是更加的严厉。
God punishes sin not only so that we see that He's holy.
那么神审判这个罪人，不只是让我们看见他是圣洁。
God punishes sin in order to be holy.
那么神惩罚罪是让他自己能够更加的圣洁。
Verse 26。
第二十六节说
，God punished Christ in order that He might be just and still justify us。
所以这边说，那么神让这个耶稣受死，使人知道。自己为义，并且要显明他的义。
We see God's deep passion for holiness.
我们看见神他的心中是绝对要需要圣洁。
If he does not punish sin, he denies himself.
假如他对这个罪没有惩罚的话，他就违反了他自己。
But in Christ, we also see God's deep passion for sinners.
但是同样的，我们在耶稣的身上看见神对罪人的那无比的爱。
Because of who He is, God is obliged to punish sinners.
因为神他自己的本性，他必须要这个惩罚这个罪人。
Because of who He is, God will punish sinners.
因着他本相，他必须因他的本人，他必须要惩罚罪人。
But because of his deep love for us,
又因着他对我们极度极深的爱。
Instead of punishing us,
那么而不是说直接的来惩罚我们。
He punished his own son.
那么他把这个所有的罪的惩罚都加在他自己的儿子身上。
In Noah, in the flood, we see God's deep commitment to holiness.
那么在这个整个的洪水的故事里面，我们好像看不见，我们看见神的这个圣洁。
We see his deep pain over sin.
我们也看见他为着罪所受到的忧伤。
We see his pain over judging sinners.
我们看见他为了要审判这个罪人所有的忧伤。
But we see these things most deeply in Christ.
那我们看见在耶稣的身上是更加的彰显出来。
Sin must be punished, even if it's God's own son.
那么这个罪一定要受到审判，甚至于是他自己的儿子。
But God punishes his own son, so he need not punish us.
因着他惩罚了他自己的独生的爱子，他就用不着再来惩罚我们。
And through Christ, we see God more clearly than even Noah did.
那么经过耶稣，让我们能够更加能够认识我们的神，甚至于超过了挪亚当时的认识。
Let's pray.
好，一同祷告。
We marvel, Father.At such deep passion, passion for holiness, passion for us. We praise you for your love and your holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.